Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to today's board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, and a little later, we will open the lines for public comments. Instructions will be given at that time. Should you require any assistance during today's call, please press star and then zero. An operator will assist you offline. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded, and I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Ms. Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Keeley. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome, everyone, to the May 20th, 2021 regular open meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We've done so more than a time or two during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's April 30th, 2021 disaster proclamation, subsequent executive orders, and Public Act 101-0640, which became effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public can listen to the meeting and, if they are so inclined, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. And as Keeley said, we are being audio recorded, and we're doing that in order to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to make sure that any public remarks that we hear this morning can be documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybrook?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. Well, it looks like we have four board members. We have a quorum, and we can proceed with the meeting. No announcements today, so we move right on to public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Keeley, if you would be kind enough to come on the line now and tell people how they can log in a request to make a comment.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen on the phones, if you would like to make a public comment, please press 1 and then 0 on your touch-tone phone. You'll hear an acknowledgement that you've been placed into queue. You can remove yourself from queue at any time by repeating that 1-0 command. So once again, for any public comments at this time, please press 1 and then 0. And there are no comments in queue at this time.
Thank you very much, Keeley. We'll then go right on to approval of the minutes. We have the May 6, 2021 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Polybos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. And now on to the day's agenda. We have neither rulemaking nor adjusted standards. So the first item will be administrative citations, and that is AC 21-4, Member Polybos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On April 5th, 2021, County of LaSalle filed a timely administrative citation against William Wilburn concerning his residential property. On May 5th, 2021, Wilburn filed a petition to contest the citation stating that the property has been sold. However, Wilburn did not serve a copy of the petition on LaSalle County or file proof of service with the board, and thus his petition to contest the administrative citation is deficient. This draft order accepts Wilburn's petition as timely filed, but directs him to cure the deficiencies in his petition and file proof of service with the board by Monday, June 21st, 2021. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair Curry.
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next administrative citation is AC 21-6. Member Santos.
Thank you. On April 12th of 2021, the Illinois EPA timely filed the citation alleging open dumping resulting in litter in Johnson County. On May 10th of 2021, Mr. Ward filed a petition for review, which the board accepts as timely. However, the draft order directs him to file an amended petition addressing specific deficiencies within 30 days or face dismissal. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Potlivos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Potlivos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Now we move into adjudicatory cases. The first item is PCB 19-78, a motion to voluntarily dismiss, and it's mine. On May 6th of this year, Sierra Club filed an unopposed motion to voluntarily dismiss this case with prejudice. Sierra Club had filed a 3-count complaint on December 18th of 2018, alleging groundwater contamination violations at 3 coal-fired power plants owned by the respondents, the Coffeen Power Station in Montgomery County, the F.D. Edwards Generation Plant in Peoria County, and the Joppa Steam Plant in Massac County. The motion says that the parties have settled, resolved the disputes raised in the complaint. This order grants Sierra Club's motion for voluntary dismissal, dismisses the matter with prejudice, and closes the docket. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-39, a proposed settlement. Member Polybos.
Thank you. On November 23rd, 2020, the people filed a 5-count complaint against Bwenning Implement, Inc. The complaint concerns Bwenning's farm implement dealership in Effingham County. On May 17th, 2021, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed stipulation, Bwenning does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $21,000. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-106, a proposal for settlement. Member Van Wee.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. On April 30th of 2021, the people of the state of Illinois filed a 1-count complaint against Ness Trucking Incorporated. The people alleged that Ness violated Section 12F of the Act, Illinois Environmental Protection Act, Section 309.102A of the Board Water Pollution Regulations, and conditions number E2, K1, and K3 of Ness's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES permit, by failing to timely submit a stormwater pollution prevention plan and annual reports for the years 2017, 2018, and 2019. On April 30th of 2021, concurrent with the complaint, the people in Ness filed a stipulation and proposal for settlement, accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement of Section 31C1 of the Act. Under the proposed stipulation, Ness does not admit to the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $9,000. Section 31C2 of the Act requires that the public have an opportunity to request a hearing whenever the state and a respondent propose settling an enforcement action without a public hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice to the public, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And our next item, PCB 21-107, is also a proposal for settlement. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On May 5th of 2021, the people filed a 2-count complaint against the Village of Swansea. The people alleged that Swansea violated Section 12F of the Act and Sections 309-102A and 309-104A of the Board Water Pollution Regulations by failing to timely reapply for its NPDES permit, and Section 12F of the Act, Section 309-102A, and Section 309-102B of the Board Water Pollution Regulations, and Special Conditions 12, 13, and 15 of its NPDES permit by failing to submit reports required by that permit in the years 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019. On May 5th of 2021, concurrent with the complaint, the people in Swansea filed a stipulation and proposal for settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed stipulation, Swansea admits the alleged violation and agrees to a civil penalty of $1,620. Section 31C2 of the Act requires the public have an opportunity to request a hearing whenever the state and a respondent propose settling an enforcement action without a public hearing. The order directs the clerk to provide the required notice to the public, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please go ahead and call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 21-108, a petition for expedited review. Member Santos.
Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, Midwest Generation filed a petition for a variance for its Will County Generating Station. The petition requests additional time to comply with specific requirements for collecting data and submitting information under the board's recently adopted coal ash rules. The board has not yet received the required certificate of publication of notice. Midwest Gen also filed a motion for expedited review. The draft grants the motion. Was someone trying to speak? Okay. The grant drafts the motion to expedite, and the board will proceed as expeditiously as it's able, consistent with its limited resources and requirements and deadlines that apply to request for a variance. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Palabos. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 21-109, a petition for variance. Member Santos.
Thank you. On May 11th of 2021, Midwest Generation also filed a petition for a variance for its Powerton Generating Station. The petition requests additional time to comply with specific requirements for collecting data and submitting information under the board's recently adopted coal ash rules. On May 19th, the board reviewed the required cert of publication of notice, and the board accepts the petition for hearing. Midwest Generation also filed a motion for expedited review. The draft grants the motion to expedite, and the board will proceed as expeditiously as it is able, consistent with its limited resources and requirements and deadlines that apply to a request for a variance. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Palabos. Any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye.
Aye.
4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved, And I believe the last item on the agenda, PCB 21-110, which belongs to Member Santos, is not ripe for discussion. Is that accurate?
Yes.
So we're taking that off the agenda. We have no other items, so we're ready to adjourn. And Member Van Wee moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Polyvos. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. All right. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for your efficient and expeditious way of conducting this meeting. I appreciate everybody's participation, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.
You too.
Everybody,
you too. Same.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.